If you don't know what the Bible says for yourself, how will you know if someone's trying to get you to believe something false? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Now, you might not have noticed, but there are just a few Christian speakers and leaders, pastors, writers, and of course, podcasters who would just love for you to listen to their inspirational talk or sermon series or audiobook or podcast. And many of them, including Unlocked, base what they teach on a faithful interpretation of God's Word. But unfortunately, many more twist scripture to suit what they want to say, and often to get rich or powerful out of manipulating their audience. It can be hard to sort out what's really true versus when someone's trying to manipulate you. Some of these ideas sound really good or make you feel warm and fuzzy inside, but are they really true? Without a standard to judge ideas by, we'd get tossed to and fro by the waves, like Ephesians 4:14 says, and we need to study and deeply know what that standard says so that we're not tricked into believing something false. We have an example of what that looks like in the Bible, and it's the basis of our devotion today, called The Bereans by Abby Bloom. I absolutely love reading about the Berean Jews in the Bible. They show up in Acts 17:11, and in truth, I think this is the only place that mentions them by name. But this one verse is packed with helpful insight on how to live life well. Paul and Silas were going from town to town, preaching the good news of Jesus' death and resurrection, and they made a quick stop in Berea after a harrowing visit to Thessalonica. Some of the Thessalonians did not respond well to the gospel, and even caused riots because they didn't want to hear Paul and Silas speak anymore. But the Berean Jews responded very differently to the message Paul and Silas brought. First, the Berean Jews received the word Paul preached with eagerness. They were hungry to hear more about God and joyful that someone had brought the message about Jesus. When God's truth is brought to us, we too can receive joyfully as we learn more about our faith and the God who loves us more than we could ever imagine. Second, the Bereans examined the scriptures to see if what Paul and Silas taught them was accurate. This is a habit I hope we can all cultivate more, me especially. In a world where information and opinions are pouring out at us from all directions, we have one solid place we can go for truth, the Bible. The Bible is the Word of God, and it reveals the truth about who Jesus is and who we are. So, when we hear something new about our faith, it is necessary that we check the Word to see if what we are hearing lines up with God's truth. When we understand how amazing the gospel is, we can be joyful when we hear it taught, and we can be careful to check new ideas against the truth in the Bible. So, what are some questions you've got? When was the last time you felt eagerness and joy in learning about Jesus? Can you think of a time when something felt good to hear but didn't line up with God's truth? Examining the scriptures is a good way to know if what we are hearing lines up with God's best for our lives. What steps could you take today to know God's word even better? Some people in Thessalonica did receive the good news, and later Paul wrote affectionate letters to them. If you want to dig deeper, check out the books of 1 and 2 Thessalonians in the Bible. Now, as you and I can read in Acts 17:11, now the Berean Jews were of more noble character than those in Thessalonica, for they received the message with great eagerness and they examined the scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true. And don't take my word for it. Dive deeper into Proverbs 30, verse 5, and Acts 17:1 through 15 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and are you ready to take the next step in your daily devotions? Then sign up for a free subscription to get the printed version of Unlocked sent to you. Once you have a physical copy in hand, you can set it aside with a real, actual Bible wherever you do devotions and build up to a daily habit. Get your free subscription at unlocked.org and tap subscribe in the menu. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with me, which I think is a good follow-up for today's story. Why we need not only to know the Bible like the Bereans, but also know Jesus himself and stay focused on him. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.